So always, it just carried me on those dreams. So bodybuilding gave me the confidence, movies gave me the money, and public service and being a governor gave me a purpose larger than myself. And that is the brief story of my dreams and the brief story of my early life and how my dreams made me successful. A person, of course, should not be stingy with their dreams. So I, of course, don't just think and dream about myself, but also have dreams for you and dreams for China. So let me just talk a little bit about that. China's economy has become an engine of human progress, lifting millions of people out of poverty. This is a moral and economic good for China and for the rest of the world. I often read that China's economy is likely to become the largest in the world over the next 50 years. And I think this is terrific. This does not mean, of course, that America will get poorer. It just means that China will get richer. And the United States will benefit from China's progress as much as the U.S. benefited from the rise of Western Europe after World War II. Some in my country fear that China's research and development would overtake America's. But I believe that America is the, and the world will benefit from China's scientific and technological advances. I think we will benefit from that. If China takes advances and makes advances in stem cell research, the rest of the world will benefit from that. If China discovers an energy breakthrough, this is good for the rest of the world, such as the benefit of a free market.